Let's go to John 3:16, John 13, and 2 Corinthians 5. Are those scriptures again? Yep. And I apologize, I haven't been giving you titles. I've just been jumping in. But this is calling, this title is Infused with Strength. Okay. John 3, verse 16 and 17, in the Passion Translation, reads, "For this is how much God loved the world. He gave his one and only unique Son as a gift. So now, everyone who believes in him will never perish, but experience everlasting life. God did not send his Son into the world to judge and condemn the world, but to be its Savior and to rescue it." I like saying that part. And in John 13, Jesus said, "So I give you now a new commandment. Love each other just as much as I have loved you." And he died for us. "Just as much as I have loved you. For when you demonstrate the same love I have for you by loving one another, everyone will know that you are my true followers." And that's what we want everyone to know. And the only way that's going to happen is if they see us loving one another and experience us loving them. Amen. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Because we've been talking about that, how we're new creatures in Christ Jesus, and therefore we have a new operating system. And I've been comparing it to a computer, because computers have operating systems, and operating systems change. There are upgrades and things that take place. And, you know, I'm just glad, because with some computers, when they change the operating system, you have to buy it. For us, the price was paid. Amen. Amen. We have the best operating system possible. 2 Corinthians 5:17 in the King James says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." The Contemporary English Version says, "Anyone who belongs to Christ is a new person. The past is forgotten, and everything is new." The Passion says, "Now if anyone is enfolded into Christ, he has become an entirely new creation. All that is related to the old order has vanished, and everything now is fresh and new." So it does not matter what you used to do or how you used to be. All that matters is who you are right now. Not who you were yesterday. Who are you right now? That's what's important. And now we found that one thing I realized, I'm sure everybody that's ever used any any piece of equipment, no matter how complex or simple, comes with a manual. I'm not going to ask for a show of hands as to how many read the manual. You know, but all operating systems have a manual. Boy, do they ever. You know, and if you don't understand something that's in the manual, they have customer support. Well, our new operating works the same way. We have a manual. It's called the Bible. And like most user manuals, it comes in a lot of different translations so that anyone can understand it. But if there's something going on and you don't understand, you have 24/7, 365 customer service. Call the Holy Ghost, who guides you into all truth. And in addition to that, he gave five other means. He gave you apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, because God wants to make sure that everybody understands his new operating system. And so he's made it available so that all we have to do is ask. It's ask. And so, as always, you know, I sit down and I It's all right, Lord, you have a service today, or whenever it is, and what do you want to talk about? Because as I told you, I've stopped a couple of years ago trying to put together messages, because then they'd be my messages. I don't want to have any messages. Okay. And I was sitting down this morning, I was getting quiet, or I'd gotten quiet, and I heard a scripture, and then I heard some of what I call realities. And I'll start with the realities, and I'll tell you the scripture after that. And I heard, even though we have this new operating system in which we know we walk by faith and not by sight, the truth is, or the reality is that we often find ourselves overwhelmed by different circumstances, in different situations, and usually it's something that when it gets overwhelming, it's usually because it's something that's very close to home. You know, we may experience concern. We experience concern when we hear about the volcanoes in Hawaii. We may feel something different if we have relatives in that city. Or we may feel differently if we're in that city. We don't have to, but we may, because this is something catastrophic that happened that no one planned for, and all of those things. And that really shouldn't happen. Now, I don't want anybody to feel bad if it happens to me. But when we understand who we are and how we operate, those things won't have the same type of effect on us. See, because we get to the point, or if no one else does, I sometimes get to the point where I'm like, am I going to ever get through this? I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm not sure how I need to handle this. Or I may get to the point and say, you know what? I've had enough. I don't want to do this anymore. And sometimes you just want to just stand and just go, ah! That's what me and my cartoon analogy. Sometimes you just say, it's all I can stands, and I can't stands no more. But then you can't open a can of spinach, and everything's okay. You just have all these things. And as believers, because we're covered by our new operating system, we really shouldn't operate based on those concerns. He said, what do you mean operate based on those concerns? Those types of things can affect your attitude, which will affect your actions. Because they come with one purpose, and that's to make all of us forget who we are and what we have. Amen. And if you don't remember who you are and you don't remember what you have, you may default to what you used to be. Yes. Because you knew that. So you get the shovel and the electrodes and you dig it up and resuscitate, because the way things are going for you at this moment, we say we can't take it anymore. Really, we don't want to deal with it anymore. We've had enough. And we should never really feel that way. That's why we need to fully understand our new operating system. We need to fully understand what we have. That sounds like the alarm went off again. It's all right. The water has shorted out some of our devices, so we might hear it go off. We have our technician is probably on site. They'll take care of it, so you don't have to worry. You don't even have to worry if these go off. You just have to leave. Okay. But look at Philippians 4, because we need to understand that we're covered by our new operating system. But we just need to understand some things. Philippians 4, and again, I'm really not sharing in this series. We haven't created any brand new scriptures. we're just showing you the scriptures, but we're getting you to look at them a little differently. Paul said in verse 12 of Philippians 4, I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound everywhere and in all things. I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Let me share in the Amplified. Now, I've read the scripture a number of times in a number of different translations, and I saw something different this time. In the Amplified, it says, I know how to be abased and live humbly in straitened circumstances, and I know how to enjoy plenty and live in abundance. I have learned in any and all circumstances the secret of facing every situation, whether well-fed or going hungry. Having a sufficiency and enough to spare or going without and being in want. So Paul said, I learned in all circumstances the secret. And that's what I'm saying, secret. You know, and he said, whether well-fed or going hungry. And I never thought that I needed how to handle being well-fed. I never thought I needed to even think about handling abundance. I never thought I need to make sure my attitude is right, whether I have a lot or a little. You know, when you have a little, you think about it because, you know, your face could show some things. But as I started really thinking about it, in my entire life, I only thought about facing adversity. I never thought about having to face prosperity. I never thought, it's not that I didn't expect to have it, but I never thought, you know, I got to handle this the right way. You know, I have to have the right attitude even when I'm in abundance. I never thought that I needed strength to have the right attitude because things are going well. I never thought about that. And nobody usually has a problem dealing with good stuff. I don't know anyone. Does anybody here have a problem with abundance? Because if you do, we'll take another offering. Let you ease your pain. You know? But we never even think about it or equate having abundance with needing strength to deal with it. But the more I thought about it, I said, okay, Lord, since you're giving me this thought, there has to be at least one scripture that supports that. And he said, well, you already shared it. I said, well, okay, we can share it again. Deuteronomy 8:18. In the Message Bible this time, if you start thinking to yourselves, I did all this, and all by myself I'm rich, it's all mine, well, think again. Remember that God, your God, gave you the strength to produce all this wealth so as to confirm the covenant that he promised to your ancestors as it is today. So he didn't give us the power to get wealth so we could just roll around in it. He gave us the power to get wealth so we can use that wealth to help establish his covenant. You have to have the right attitude to do that. You have the right strength to do that. God didn't give you wealth so you can go out and buy a fleet of Mercedes. There you go. You know, he gave you that wealth so that you can go out and unless you have a fleet of mobile churches, you know, I mean, that I'm sure that would be fine. But it takes strength to have the right attitude and when you find yourself in need or in abundance. And it really takes the same type of strength in order to do that. And we've been equipped with strength to handle anything that comes, and we've been infused with, and I'm going to show you that part in a couple of minutes. But I wanted to go back and just think about the author of Philippians. Paul wrote this. He wasn't sitting in a nice stateroom or a suite in the Philippi Hilton, you know. No, he was in jail. Okay, and I saw the jail, and that wasn't some place where you want to write anything. But he was in, I started thinking about, they say, I press toward the mark. I'm like, you can't press anywhere. And, I mean, we're talking about maybe from this wall to right here, the depth. From this picture to this tree. That's it. Okay. That's it. And there were two of them in there. We had Paul and Silas. And you know, it was inhumane. And he never talked about it. Instead, while he was in prison, you know what he said? My God shall supply all your need. That's right. While he's in prison. And you would think, that, okay, God, you want me to say that and you have me in prison? What about my need? No, he didn't say that. He said, he gave instructions, do all things without murmuring. And he'd just been beaten for doing nothing wrong. Do all things without murmuring. He said, I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling that's in Christ Jesus while he's sitting in a jail cell. He said, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds through Christ. And he's in jail. He said, only think on those things that are just, pure, in jail, lovely, virtuous, and praiseworthy. And you're in jail. He didn't say, think about getting out. He said, think about all these good things. And he's sitting in prison. He was beaten before he was put in prison. God, let me tell you something. Those guards, those soldiers, torture was an art to them. I'm telling you, you ever take a trip and you go to the museums and you look at the weapons and that they use for those types of things, you think only a sick mind could create this. But they did things deliberately. They didn't just want to incarcerate you, they wanted to beat you down, take away your will, your heart, your spirit, and have you give up your life. And they did. And if they knew they were killing you, then they really didn't care. Because, I mean, you're going to die anyway, so what difference does it make if your whole body's maimed? You're not going to be doing anything. But that's what Paul went through before he wrote this letter. And then he said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And I read that, and my thought was, wow. After all that, you can stand there and talk about strength after you've been beaten, tortured, and you're in prison. And you're talking about you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. So my new norm now is to, you know, look up, in addition to what I used to do, look up all the words using, you know, some of Pastor Rick Renner's resources. And I found out, as I always do, some very interesting things. When Paul said, I can do, it's a translation of the Greek word eshoel. The pronunciation isn't exact. And I can't give you the spelling because I wrote it phonetically so I could say it. Okay. In classic Greek, Old Testament Greek, and New Testament Greek, that word means the strength and power of gods, little g. But when a shoal is noted to operate in individuals, it causes them to be superior to others and to be champions and victors. It gave the upper hand in every situation so that individuals operating in it prevailed in every circumstance. Paul also added, he said, I can do all things. All things is from the Greek word panta. It's a combination of two words, the word pan and ta. And the word pan is all-encompassing. And it includes everything and excludes nothing. The little word tai, really, because the A is more like an E, it denotes even the smallest of things. So the word panta, when he's proclaiming, he's saying that he has the upper hand over everything, that nothing is excluded from it, right down to the most minute of details. Everything that could possibly be. So in what we call an interpretive translation, a translation using the definitions, said, I have Yeshua power operating in me. It causes me to be superior, a champion, a victor. This gives me the upper hand in every situation I face and causes me to prevail in every circumstance. So Paul said, I can do all things. I have this power. Because this power, it's Christ strengtheneth me. Well, strengtheneth means something really unique. You know, we know it means make strong is the definition that we're most familiar with, but I found out it means so much more than that. It means to place, like you place water in a vessel, you know, or to pour into. And it also means power. Now, this to me got exciting when I saw this, because it's not just power, so to speak. It means the power. It's depicted as the power of an entire army. The Greek translation of the Old Testament word was primarily used to picture the combined forces of a complete military. Now, you think, what are the forces of the military? They're not just ground forces in the army. You know, I mean, you have mobile army, you have foot soldiers, you have special forces, you have artillery. Everything that comprises the full military, whatever all that power equals, is what was infused into us. Because we accepted this new operating system. And it's even more significant, Paul said, Pastor Rick said, because Paul was saying that this type of power is presently acting in him. Now, he's in prison. Yet he's telling you, I have right now the power of an entire military in me because of Christ. In me, so I can endure all things. I can do all things. I can tolerate all things. I can deal with anything that comes because I have an entire army inside. It made me think about, even though Jesus didn't have it inside of him per se, but he said, I can pray, and right now God would send down more than 12 legions of angels. Imagine having that kind of strength and power resident in your spirit. Because it is right now. Right now. And you should have the upper hand in everything. I mean, Paul was in a really bad situation. But he said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I have the power of an entire army that's poured in me. And God takes care of me right down to the most minute detail. So it has nothing to do with what you're going through. That's why we have to keep the right attitude, whether we're abasing or abounding. We have to keep the right attitude, and we have the strength to do it. We just have to want to. That's the only thing that holds, with our new operating system, the only thing that holds us back is want to. Because I can have it, downloaded, and not use it. You know, we know of situations where things have been downloaded but not activated. And you're like, well, what's the purpose? See, why did God do that for us? Because we have this flesh that's going to give in to the most strongest motivation. And if it's not your spirit, it'll be your emotions. And if we don't understand what we have inside of us, our flesh will give way to our emotions, because our emotions will be what's prevalent, the prevalent force that's operating in us, not our spirit. Because we spend too much time focusing on what we're going through instead of the answer that we received. We can do all things through Christ who has strengthened us. We always have the upper hand in every situation, no matter what. And we have to know that, and we have to understand that. It was given when we said yes to Jesus, instant download. We have it. We just need to know it and then make choices based on what we know we have. And you have to tell yourself, self, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Flesh, you might as well shut up, because you're not going to get your way. I mean, it's just that simple. I'm sure Paul's flesh wanted to get out of prison. I mean, nobody in their wrong mind wants to stay in those conditions. But I'm sure he wanted to get out. And I'm sure thoughts probably tried to come into his head as to, how are you going to write this letter and you're in prison? They're going to think you're a fool. Don't write this letter. Write and tell them you better don't do what I did, because you'll wind up in jail. You know, this Jesus stuff, it's good, it's different, but it's not worth all of this. Oh, no, he said, no, I press toward the mark of the prize. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. My God shall supply all your need. Do you know how much guts it takes? You're in prison, and you tell someone that the same God that's taking care of me is going to supply your needs. You're like, I don't want to go to prison. But no, see, they understood the definitions of the words. You know, for us, we have to look at the translations into English, and you don't always get the true meaning of the word. When you look at, when I think of strengthened, yeah, I would think made strong, but I didn't think the entire strength of a combined military. I just start thinking about the United States military and how strong it is. And that kind of strength resident in my spirit, what do I have to complain about? Nothing. What do I have to be upset about? Nothing. All I have to do is handle my business. And if I'm not sure, call customer service. The Holy Ghost, okay, Lord, I want to do this, and I'm getting a feeling this really isn't right. And truthfully, Lord, I know it's more than a feeling, but I really would like to do it this way. And then humble yourself like Jesus did and say, but if not, let it be your will, because I have the strength to do it either way. It's just, how do we choose to use our strength? Are we going to, you think about it. You can use your strength to wring your hands and roll on the floor and cry, or you can use your strength to pray your way through. Amen. You win. At least that's what the scriptures tell me. You will have the attitude of an overcomer, and you will rise to the top of every situation. The Amplified, I can do all things which he had called me to do through him who strengthens and empowers me to fulfill his purpose, and I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. I am ready for anything and equal to anything through him who infuses me with inner strength and confidence and peace. The Passion Translation says, I am trained in the secret of overcoming all things, whether in fullness or hunger, And I find that the strength of Christ's explosive power infuses me to conquer every difficulty. Remember, we talked about that in previous lesson, about having explosive power, where something happens and you just erupt. All just spoke about those volcanoes. The volcano is eruption is a great example of explosive power. When situations roll up, the power of God should just erupt right out of us. Yep. Right out of us. Amen. And it should be our nature. Yes. Yes. It's not something we should have to drum up. We know it's there, and you just automatically tap right in. And let it handle what it needs to handle. I looked up the word infuse. And I just looked up in a dictionary. Just a regular dictionary. It means to steep or soak in a liquid so as to extract the soluble properties or ingredients. Now, how did God give us that strength? We're steeped in him. That's why the Bible tells us to remain connected to the vine. So we can soak in all the properties of the vine, become resident in us. It like changes our DNA because we're steeped in it. We start taking on a different look. Our speech starts changing. There's just a different flavor about us. Because we've been steeped in it. And we started pulling out everything that makes it what it is now a part of us. Making us just like what it is. So I want man in my image and after my likeness. And we got that when we received Christ. We got it.
Amen.
Now that we're developing a better understanding of it, we'll be able to do a better job acting like it. So we've been steeped in God's strength. And so if you feel that, you know, that your flesh is trying to rise up and you're wondering what you should do and you feel like screaming, remember you have God's Yeshua power. And that power will cause you to be superior in every circumstance. Nothing will ever happen that you won't be able to master. Amen. And we need to have that kind of attitude. In addition to that, you were infused with the strength and ability of an entire army. You need to think about that. An entire army. That doesn't mean we're not going to take any hits. It means the hits aren't going to stop us.
Amen.
I mean, that's what it means. We'll be like those boxers or people, they're just jabbing away and you keep walking at them. No, don't tell Robbie, you know. Or playing football. That running back comes through and you get strong and you go pop. And next thing you know, you see cleats running right past you. Because, yeah, he took the hit and ran right over you. And that's what God expects us to do. Yeah, we're going to take him hits, but we keep on going.
Amen.
See, that football player, he's running hard because he's pressing for the mark of the goal line. And we're pressing for the mark of the pride of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. But it requires that same type of grit and determination. And while these football players, they have it physically, we have it spiritually. And when we let that spirit rise up and control our thinking, now we have it mentally. And nothing can stop us. Because the right words will be coming out of our mouths. We won't be saying, I can't take it anymore. We'll be thinking, is this all you got? As you just keep moving forward. I'm just going to read some other translations and believe it or not, I'm finished. But the Hudson says, It's in him who fills me with power. I have strength for anything. The Johnson translation says, I can do everything I need to do because Christ is the energizing center of my life. Because Christ is the energizing center of my life, I can do everything I need to do. Everything. The Crest translation says, I can do all things because Christ gives me strength. The Lover translation says, there's no situation which can overwhelm me now. So we never have to feel overwhelmed about anything again. The Way says, I'm equal to every lot, through the help of him who gives me inward strength. The Moffat says, in him who strengthens me, I'm able for anything. The 20th century, I don't know what CR stands for. It says, I can do everything in the strength of him who makes me strong. Exclamation point. The Weymouth says, I have strength for anything through him who gives me power. The Basic Bible says, I'm able to do all things through him who gives me strength. The Baxter says, Christ, I like this one. Christ will strengthen me for all that he calls me to. That takes away everything. We can no longer say, Lord, I can't do this. I don't know where to start. I don't know what to do. Christ will strengthen me for all that he calls me to. The Smith again says, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. The Berkeley, I have strength for every situation through him who empowers me. And the Barclay says, he who fills me with his dynamic power has made me able to cope with any situation. The Goodby is a good one. Says, I can do all things through him who fills me with dynamite. I remember once we had a group of young people and they were talking about cheerleaders and some of the things they do, and they wouldn't become cheerleaders because they weren't going to be doing those things and flaunting stuff all over. And I said, well, you can make your own Christian cheers. So one Friday night we spent during youth fellowship and they were just doing cheers. And one group came out and they were like, Jesus is dynamite. Don't mess with dynamite. Because when you mess with dynamite, it goes tick, 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 boom. <You know? laughs> I enjoyed the young people. I can do all things through him who fills me with dynamite. The Way says, I am capable of anything and everything in union with him who endows me with power. There's nothing I cannot master with the help of the one who gives me strength. I might have all things in him that empowereth me. I'm strong for all things in the one who constantly infuses strength in me. We don't have any excuses. We don't. We have been well equipped. And the possibilities, the level of achievement we can have because of this new operating system is endless. It is. We literally have been given everything we need. The scripture says that he's given us all we need pertaining to life and godliness through the knowledge of him. All we need pertaining to life and godliness. Is there anything we need that's not pertaining to life and godliness? No, so he's given all we need, but it's through our knowledge of him. We have to take time and learn how to understand our operating manual. We have to, if we want to fully take advantage of this operating system, we have to know all of the ins, really we need to know all of the ins. Because there are no outs unless they're PUTs in front of them. You know, there's stuff we may have to put out. so that we can stay in. But don't, I'm going to say this and I'm going to quit. Bible says, be not deceived. Bad company corrupts good morals or good behavior. So you have to be mindful of the company you keep. Because you could pick up a virus. That will, you can visit the wrong site and you pick up a virus that can wreak havoc on your operating system. And can be a very, very expensive to correct. Amen? Do you understand? Okay. Whatever that company is, don't keep company with anger. Don't keep company with strife. Don't keep company with jealousness. We can't even afford to keep company with frustration. Because it will lead us down a path that we really don't want to go. Because we'll start doing things out of frustration. No, we want to be led by the Holy Ghost. And in order to be led by the Holy Ghost, or I should say, so that we can make sure we're being led by the Holy Ghost, we have to understand that we have the power that we need to abase and to abound. We have power to handle great situations and situations that are not as great. We have the power either way. So we should always come out on top.